Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And yes, today is all about food. For the next 2 hours, I'm joined in the studio by my buddy and cohort, David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. And David, so this is a busy weekend.
Yes.
Everybody has plans going on, the Masters, watching the Masters.
I will be watching as soon as I stroll out of the studio.
Yes. But we do want to remind everybody that we have some weather coming in over the weekend, and so we want you to download the free WSB radio app and turn on the push notification. So when the severe weather that Kirk Milich is predicting that we have tomorrow rolls in, you will be ready. So download the WSB radio app. So this is an hour that I look forward to the next couple of hours that we call restaurant matchmaking. That's where you call up and you say, hey, Belinda, David, I'm craving, I want a good steak sandwich, or I want a good, where we, I, Woody's last night, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So oh, that was Woody's great. Is so good.
It was so good. after a little Dogwood Festival action.
Perfect.
Yes.
Great call.
And so if you have a craving or a restaurant that you're looking for, you have a special occasion coming up, we can help you find the perfect restaurant for that. Give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we're also, on the flip side of that, if you have a favorite hangout restaurant that you're going to that maybe is an unsung hero in the neighborhood that doesn't get a lot of publicity, call up and share it with us, because we found out the last time we did this show, which was wildly popular, the phone lines were ringing off the hook with people calling up with suggestions for us, that we found several of the great restaurants that you've been able to try.
Yeah, like way outside the, you know, I don't like leaving Midtown. I mean, but I do for food. And then, you know, going outside the perimeter, that's like a whole other.
That's like fill the cart with gas and pack a sack.
Yeah, that's foreign territory to me. But we were getting calls about Booty's Fish House in Royston, Georgia, that looks amazing. Like, I have all these far-reaching new places to try, and it's because we have all these listeners that know all these gems that a lot of the, you know, mainstream food critics just don't get to. So
absolutely, and they need their day in the sun like everybody else.
Help us help the rest of our listeners. And then my website is bitesandsites.net, b-i-t-e-s the letter n s-i-t-e-s.net. And I'm going to update as quickly as I can, and all the places we talk about today. So if you're driving down the road,
you're like,
you hear something
great. What was the name of that restaurant they were talking about?
Oh, what was that? Just go to bitesandsights.net, and I'm going to update as quickly as I can.
Okay, so that number again is 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So we need to tell everybody what we're lunching on right now.
I know. We are. We have been sated and feasted in the studio by, I think, just one of the most ingenious new concepts.
Why didn't we think of this?
I don't know, Belinda, but we need to open Belinda and David's virtual restaurant. So out in Sandy Springs, one of my real favorite places, Hammocks Seafood.
It's been highly suggested to me, but I've never made it, so it's on
fantastic.
My to-do list.
It's fantastic. Well, the owner, Jason, who was just in here, he had this brilliant idea in this Netflix and chill generation, in this Instagram generation, where people just want to chill. Why not open a restaurant, multiple restaurant concepts, where you just order on your food apps, on Uber Eats and Grubhub and DoorDash. And he's got two now open with a third one right on its heels. One is called Salad Hippie. And we're eating some incredible grain bowls. You know, one with steak. There's a spicy tuna grain bowl called the Foxy Lady. You know, these are really chefed up beautifully.
Oh, these are not the salad you're going to make at home. Trust me. This is the salad that you dreamt of.
Yes. You deliver this to me on Master Saturday or Master Sunday, and my life will be complete. So Salad Hippie is one of them. And you can only find it on the internet or through your
There's not a storefront for you to go to, sit down and order.
Yeah. Go seeking out Salad Hippie. It will be like Pokemon Go. You'll be staring into the woods. And then another one that's open that Jason has is called Fatbacks Southern Meat and Three. And I'm just eating some of this unbelievable Southern fried chicken that he sous vide. It is soft. It is tender. And it comes with a choice of sriracha honey and brown gravy or country gravy. And these are just beautiful dishes that you just click a button and it's sitting at your doorstep.
And it's so healthy.
The fried chicken sous vide may not.
Well, you know, it's not fried. Well, it is fried at the very end, but sous vide is a very special process that locks in the flavor with boiling water in a plastic container, and then they fry it or broil it or whatever they're going to do to the meat. But it tenderizes the meat and locks in the flavor.
Yes, and Jason was telling us that by putting these three concepts under one roof, it's just a kitchen. I mean, the savings on operating a normal restaurant with servers and the labor and things like that. So the delivery guys just show up to the location, head out to you. And so if you're in the Sandy Springs area, absolutely check out Salad Hippie and Fatbacks. And he's got another concept called Top Bun that is that's coming. Obviously, it's a gourmet hamburger and fries concept. And that will be featured at a Sandy Springs festival that's coming up in June called Food That Rocks.
Yeah, that's a great festival.
It's a great festival. So thank you again to Salad Hippie and Fatbacks, and be on the lookout for Top Bun at that Food That Rocks celebration in Sandy Springs. I have links for all of this at bitesandsights.net.
Your pictures are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And we have more about your site that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But we have calls coming in. And if you want to join us on the line, that's 404-872-0750. And let's go to the phone lines, David, and speak with James in Decatur. James, you're on WSB. How are you today? I don't hear James.
Come in, James.
Hello.
There you are. Yeah, James. So you have a
recommendation. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah. You have a recommendation for us.
I do. I have a couple of recommendations. If you're in the East DeKalb, South DeKalb vicinity listening to WSB, Belinda, I discovered on Uber Eats a service like your guest was saying. You feel like, you know, Netflix now, you want to go out.
Right.
Belinda's Salad. Oh, my gosh.
Linda's Salad?
First time, right. I took a chance. You kind of hold your breath when you order something you don't know, right?
Now, what was the name of the restaurant again, James?
Linda's Salad.
Linda's
it's not
salad.
A standalone. It's not a, you know, it's not a retail spot. It's on Uber Eats only.
Okay.
Linda's Salads. I want to recommend. I had the tuna salad croissant. It was wonderful. Hmm. Oh God.
Okay.
Really, really good. Linda's Salads on Uber Eats. And then the other one I wanted to recommend right quick is Busy Bee Cafe.
Oh
on
yeah.
Martin Luther King.
Oh Busy God. Bee. That's the ultimate soul food experience. Right. It is worth
the vegetable plate.
Oh my gosh.
Collards, mac and cheese. I mean, collards, yams, cornbread dressing, and pinto beans. How about that for old fashioned?
Oh, I love that. And then you dip the cornbread in the pinto bean juice. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Busy Bee. They've got a new location.
All in one, right?
They've got a new location coming to Busy Bee. I'm trying to remember where, but Busy Bee Cafe is, if you want to check the box for soul food.
A meet and three.
South Atlanta, okay. Busy Bee Cafe. Yeah. Just absolutely. It's on MLK in Southwest Atlanta. That's the place.
Yep. All right, Mr.
And
James.
I recommend everybody try Linda's Eats. It was really good. Thank you for the opportunity, Belinda.
Absolutely.
Love your show.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, darling. Have a great day, and thanks for kicking off the show in such a grand way.
Yeah.
16 minutes after 1 o'clock at 74 degrees, and we hope you take us with you wherever you're going today. You're listening to Atlanta Living. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in,
okay.
David. Let's see. Let's go
squeeze.
With Kevin and Marietta. You're on WSB.
Hey, Belinda, how are you today?
Good, Kevin. What's up?
All right. So, of all places, Blairsville, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I know it well.
There is a Cuban restaurant called Dan's Grill.
Okay.
And it is phenomenal. Get the steak churrasco, the moros, and the sweet plantains, and you will be driving up there. Just get it. It is phenomenal.
Okay, well, you know I'm from Blue Ridge, so I can't believe I didn't know about this.
Dan's Grill, Blairsville, yes.
Okay.
If you go to the traffic light there in Blairsville, hang a left like you're going to Murphy, and it's right there on the left.
Okay, well, we'll get it up on David's website so everybody will know about it. Thanks for sharing it with us, Kevin.
Y'all have a great day.
Okay,
thank you,
too,
Kevin.
Sweetheart. Okay, that number again, folks, is 404-872-0750. And all these will be posted on David Danzig's website, sites.net. And the photos alone, I think that's one of your hidden talents, David, is your photography.
I hope it's not too hidden. I hope people follow me. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm a total photo nerd. I mean, besides eating, I was that guy back in before iPhones had cameras. I would bring a camera to restaurants and take pictures.
The big camera.
Sometimes the big camera, sometimes the little one. But my poor wife, bless her heart, the years that she had to sit there where, you know, everybody's enjoying a nice intimate meal and a flash pops off in the restaurant. Like, you think, did lightning just strike, or why would a flash be popping off in this fine dining restaurant? That was me commemorating, because I, you know, how many times, and I think everybody takes pictures of food now, but back in the day, my complaint used to be like, oh my gosh, you remember that meal we had? It was so magnificent. What did we have? I can't remember. I just know it was great.
Right.
So it's more of a memory thing, but I've always been a photo nerd. And I like taking pictures.
I have learned not to go out to eat with you and start eating until a photo is taken. It's like the blessing.
You do not. You will draw back a nub if you take a chip off, because it'll ruin the composition.
That's right.
So to everybody who has to suffer through that with me, you know, I appreciate it.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we are talking food this hour. I am with my buddy David Danzig, 404-872-0750. We call this restaurant matchmaking, where if you have a craving for something, or maybe you used to live in New Hampshire and you had a great, chowder.
Yeah, you can get chowder in New Yeah, absolutely.
So, but you're looking for that here in the South. And David can tell you where to go to find that great restaurant that you're searching for, that type of food. And we're also taking recommendations. If you have a restaurant in your area that you absolutely love, maybe a hidden gem, tell us about it. 404-872-0750. We're going to go to Bill in Sandy Springs. Bill, you're on WSB. Bill? Maybe we don't have Bill.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't have Bill. Okay, we'll put Bill back on hold, and we'll try Regina in Dallas. Regina, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. What's your recommendation for us?
Well, if you love a cheese Danish, I'm going to tell you where that you can get the cheapest and the most fresh and best cheese Danish you've ever eaten.
Okay.
And it is at a place called, I don't know if it's Salvador, because like it says El Salvador Bakery, but the Salvador part's kind of in bigger letters, so they may just go by Salvador. But it's on Windy Hill, and it's like if you're coming, say, from Macklin, where it turns into Windy Hill, then they would be on the right.
Got it.
You get to Cobb Parkway.
Yeah, El Salvador Bakery. Yeah, I know that.
So, Regina, did you just kind of stumble upon this bakery, or was it recommended to you?
No, I stumbled on it because I work out that way at Ed Boyle's there on Cobb Parkway.
Sure, sure.
At the Hyundai. And So I was on my way to work there, and I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to stop in here and check this out. And I just could not believe the prices. Of course, I don't know what most of the things in the case, what they call them, but I just point at things. And
you just point. That works,
and they
too.
They get it for me.
All right.
It's very inexpensive and very fresh. Everything is just excellent. I just can't say enough about it.
You know what? Good for you for trying, just, you know, like checking some of these ethnic places out. So many gems around. So El Salvador Bakery, I'll put that up on the site.
Okay. More food talk coming your way with Restaurant Matchmaking with my buddy David Danzig, only on News 95.5 and AM 750.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And this show, we're talking food. And I'm doing it with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, who does bitesandsites.net.
Yes.
And we also do Breaking Chews every week.
That's right.
So people ask me all the time, does David really eat out at all these restaurants? And what does he look like? And I tell him that you are a thin man. So I don't know how you...
I wouldn't say thin, but...
You are perfectly proportioned.
I have I think maybe a slightly better than average dad bod.
No, it's not a dad bod.
I definitely have a dad bod.
But you always try these great restaurants and bring them to us here on Atlanta Living. And that's what we're talking about this show, is great restaurants. Whether you're in search of one, you really, maybe there's some crab legs you've been craving, mm-hmm. some really good crab legs. Mm. And I would send you to Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes.
Yes.
Doraville. Or maybe you're looking for a steak sandwich, or the best banana pudding, or whatever is on your palate that you've been craving, we can help you with that. 404-872-0750. Or if you have a restaurant that's in your neighborhood or you've discovered that's maybe an unsung hero that doesn't get a lot of press and radio, TV, or newspaper, magazine, give us a call. We'd love to hear about it. We've discovered some great gems and shared them on the air with you. And you can do that at 404-872-0750. We know that probably a lot of you are hunched over a computer doing your last-minute taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Hats go off to Carol, my accountant, who is working on mine right now.
And my accountant, too. Let's not distract her. She needs,
to
get all the decimals right.
That's right. But take all those chances you can, Carol. Okay. But we'd love to hear from you at 404. I tell her to go right up to the edge, put a toe over, and then I feel good about it. 404-872-0750 is the number if you want to join us. So, David, you
yes.
went to something that I think is so compelling, that would be so much fun for a group. It was called a polenta party.
Yes. Yeah, that was really cool. So if you're on my, if you go on my Instagram page and Facebook and Twitter, actually, I put them up on all there. But my handle is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. You can see a really cool video. There's a great new restaurant in downtown Decatur. It's mm-hmm. it's on the square, and it is called The White Bull. And it's a reference to Ernest Hemingway used to describe the blank page as the White Bull. It was his nemesis. It was his great
yeah.
challenge to conquer the blank page. So great name. It's a Italian, sort of a modern Italian restaurant. Chef Pat Pascarella, really exceptional plates there. But if you can gather six good friends or more, they have a very long chef's table, and you can do something called a polenta party. They'll strip a giant piece of butcher's paper
yeah.
on the table. You start with a bread and salad course, just incredible bread, focaccio. Mm. And then you have some salad. And then the main event is chef will come out with a cauldron of fresh polentas, like a corn grits, creamy, just masterpiece, and pour it down the table.
You have to see this video.
You have to see the video to understand it. And then he will, you know, back in the kitchen, he's already prepared all this. He will tong roasted chicken into the polenta, and then pork, and then broccoli and asparagus. And then he'll take the bottle of the most beautiful olive oil and pour it down the table, and then freshly grate Parmesan cheese.
Oh,
and it is
wow.
this... it's like you described it better than I ever could. It is a low country boil for polenta, like an Italian polenta meal. And then there's no plates. You just you get a fork and you go to town.
So you have to really like the people you go with.
You have to like the people. Yeah, that's a must. But you can cordon off your, you know, like that's sort of the thing. You just sort of attack your little
space.
Piece of the space. And it's just one of the most unique. The energy is incredible. If you're an Instagrammer, you know, you like to post stuff, it's one of the funnest things you'll do. So that's at the White Bull in Decatur.
I think that sounds like a blast.
It is. It's a great party experience. And I'll put that up on bitesandsights.net.
Okay. It's 40 minutes after 1 o'clock, 75 degrees. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Ruben. Ruben, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I've been listening to you for ages.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Even when you were with Borch.
Oh, yeah. He's doing great, by the way. I talk to him just about every other day.
Awesome. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a little hole in the wall in McDonough. It's in a square.
Yep.
It's called Pasta Max. It's been there for ages, but a lot of people didn't even know. I've been in McDonough for almost 10 years, and I just discovered it last year.
It's called Pasta Max, M-A-X?
M-A-X.
Cool. Oh,
yes.
Okay, what's your favorite dish there, Ruben?
Crab cakes.
Oh.
Yum.
That's one of the
tops.
That's
a curveball.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say some like a pasta, but...
Yeah, well, they do their own pasta and their own sauces. My family normally gets the fettuccine Alfredo, either chicken or shrimp. Fresh mozzarella, fresh parmesan. It is wonderful. But their crab cakes, they're out of this world. A lot of restaurants that I've been and I've been all over the world.
You know, we had a call about this. This is Douglas Zitz and his wife Barbara, and he's a Culinary Institute of America chef. That's like, you know, going to MIT for so yeah, we got a call on that a couple weeks ago. So Pasta Max, so that's two, and I'm on the website. I've got a link up at bitesandsights.net. Yeah, this place looks legit.
And I love a great crab cake.
Oh, me too. He doesn't burn them. Or just totally deep fry. He can do it either on the pan, on the flat, or deep fry, however you want it. But the unique thing about it is that he makes a butter lemon sauce with it. So, and that totally complements the crab cake.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Ruben, and we will check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, if there's a crab cake on the menu, that's what I'm going for. So that will be on my to-do list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, back to the phone lines we go. If you want to join us, if you need a recommendation for a restaurant or a type of food, we can help you. Or if you have a recommendation, we want to hear from you at 404-872-0750. Like Anita in Atlanta has done. How are you, Anita?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Good. How can we help you?
I am looking for some really good coconut shrimp.
Coconut shrimp. Like, do you like, you know, like fried coconut shrimp?
Yes.
Let me think about that. That is a good dish. Now, do you, I'm pretty sure Capital Grill makes a really good, I'm trying to verify this here. Have you ever been to the Capital Grill? There's a few locations around.
You know, I have not.
It's a steakhouse, and that was the first thing that leapt to mind that they do that. My crack researcher here, Andy, is also on the task. But where do you usually have a go to place for that?
I don't. I used to at a place in North Carolina, Sunset Beach.
Okay.
There was a little restaurant called the Sugar Shack. It was a Jamaican restaurant.
Oh yeah.
And I just loved their coconut shrimp. And
it was probably fresh coconut, too.
Yeah, it was great. And I just have a hankering for it right now.
That is a really good one. You know, I may have to just do a little digging on that.
But you keep listening because he will come up with a
restaurant
for you.
Yeah, I'll put it out there. And then I'll put it up on Bites and Sights when we... Yeah, I want to get you a good recommendation because that is a... That's a great one. Because when it's done right, it's just euphoric. But it is hard to find. It's not something that's that common. So let me make sure I get you like set up with that. So please keep listening.
Okay. Thank you, Anita. And we want to remind everybody to keep listening because we are going to have some severe weather coming in tomorrow. So keep that radio tuned right here to WSB Radio 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And we will update you on all the warnings if they happen to happen. So let's go to George in Cumming. George, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent.
Good. How can we help you?
I'm looking for a good restaurant for bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse, man, we're getting all the.
Okay, help me out, David. I don't know what that is.
It's like
a meat sauce.
It's like a gumbo. It's a it's a stew, and but you know that's a good one too. I mean, there's not a lot of restaurants that do a really good bouillabaisse.
But only fish.
Yeah.
Fish and lobster, etc.
Is that a Cajun? What's the origin?
No. Gourmets.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna keep searching and find the great restaurants.
Yeah,
for
that's
you.
I mean, these are good ones. These are really good.
They're trying to stump the chumps today. What they're trying to do. It's working. Okay, George, I'm gonna put you on hold, and you keep listening, and we'll come back to you and let you know. And
you're
if any,
kind.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And if anybody's listening and they have a recommendation for George, we'd love to hear from you at 404-872-0750. Did you have something for him, David?
I mean, no. That's just one of those. I'm trying to verify this because. Bistro Nico does have one. Andy, our crack researcher, did verify. That was one I was thinking of. And I believe McKinnon's Louisiane also does a bouillabaisse.
I love McKinnon's.
And McKinnon's Louisiane is wonderful. But let me verify that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put you on hold, George, and you'll sit there and listen to the show, and we'll come back to you and help you out with that recommendation. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. I want to remind you that the 25th Lawrence Run is almost here. WSB invites you to be a part of this historic event on April the 28th. It's an amazing celebration that's raised over, get this, $4.1 million for childhood cancer research. And that's including the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta right here in our back door. So visit laurensrun.com to start a team, join a team, register, or donate. So if you want to join us here on Restaurant Matchmaking, myself and David Danzig, all you need to do is call 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
148 Cool Ray Carrier.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, it's a busy weekend here in Atlanta, and we're helping you navigate that restaurant map with Restaurant Matchmaking. Taking your calls here at 404-872-0750. I'm with David Danzig. He's my foodie correspondent here on the show. He does Breaking Chews with me every week, and he has his website, bitesinsights.net. And we've had a couple of calls that we need to circle back on that we have recommendations
for.
We had to
do some verification. We don't have the Clark Howard staff of 20
staff is
here.
Minimal.
We are small and
mighty.
And we're hungry. Yes, we're mighty and hungry. Coconut shrimp, great call, great suggestion. That was like in my blind spot. Poor Calvin's in Midtown has coconut shrimp. They're a great little kind of gastro pub. I've got a link at bitesinsights.net if you want to check them out. And bouillabaisse is a French Mediterranean. It's a gumbo. It's a stew, for lack of a better description. I was right. McKinnon's Louisiana.
Okay.
That's in Buckhead.
Love that restaurant.
Super cool, neat, fancy Cajun place. Also, Bistro Nico in Buckhead, French theme. My buddy Ray Bernal sent me a list. I guess there's a National Bouillabaisse Day
Who knew?
Was in December. And then this article from the city of Atlanta recommends Big Catch, F&B, which is great in Buckhead, Going Coastal, Lure is a seafood restaurant in Midtown that has bouillabaisse. Oak Steakhouse up in Alpharetta, great place. 6 Feet Under has a similar bouillabaisse. It's a fish stew, and that's one of my favorite dishes. And then Ticonderoga Club in Krog Street Market. So
okay.
I'm going to try to get all these up on bitesandsites.net.
You have 5 minutes in the break to
yes,
do that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm on it.
Okay. Let's see. We have John here. He had a coconut shrimp recommendation.
Oh, good.
Let's see if that's different than what we've given. John, you're on WSB. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Belinda. Thanks. Actually, it's a restaurant in Kennesaw. I've been there forever. And I swear to God, as soon as you call my name, I'm going blank. But it's Caribbean style. Right there by Costco. Boy.
Off Bear Parkway? Is it Bahama Breeze?
Yeah. Thank you, Bahama Breeze.
Okay.
I checked their website before I made this call, and yes, they still have it as an appetizer.
Yes, I've had the coconut shrimp there. It is good. There's also one up 85 in Pleasant Hill. Yeah, Bahama Breeze.
That's the one I've been to.
Coconut shrimp. That's just one of those crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
It's always good. It should be everywhere, but they're just sort of elusive in the mind. So thank you for chipping that in. I'll put that up on the website. I'll put a link there.
Thanks for taking the time to call in, John.
Glad to do it. Take care.
All right. Thank you. We've got to get some prizes on this show.
We do.
The Mark Arum show sucks up all the prizes in the radio station, so we're going to have to squander some.
We need restaurants. Contact me through Bites and Sites, and we will, if you want to donate some gift cards, then we'll feed our listeners and bring you some covers to our faithful restaurants. So contact me at bitesandsites.net.
That's the way to get in touch with David Danzig.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to give away some restaurant gift certificates on the show that we talk about. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more restaurant matchmaking on Atlanta Living right after this. Hey, it's Belinda. When I had Prelex at Woodham's last year, I did it because I got
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.